بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا توکل اصل علم کی مطابقت ہے اور حقیقت میں کامل ہونا یقین کا ہے. حضرت ابوبکر کتانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز یا ایکسپلین سم تھنگ اباؤٹ توکل. توکل اینڈ یقین. توکل اٹس بیسس از علم اینڈ یقین. Its basis is to conform to ilm and to develop yaqeen in the heart. These are such concepts which really cannot be explained. These are concepts which are only understood by these awliya, people who have attained these high ranks. We just read, we see what's in the kitab, what the awliya says, and then we just narrate. Shaykh have said, in reality, Shaykh have said that the one who has not achieved any hal, any rank in this path, in sawf, he should not speak of the halat. What mean the halat? The spiritual, the ruhani experiences of the awliya, because why? He will be misleading the people. The audience will labor under the impression that this person who is speaking about these conditions of the awliya, he must also have been, he also is on that status, or he understands them. So such a person is a deceit, is a fraud, and the world is full of them nowadays. If it was not for misconceptions which the fake Sufis and the deceits are propagating and misleading the people, never would we speak and mention these issues. For us, what is the Zahiri Shariat? The Shariat is applicable to us, not these conditions. Now, we say Tawakkul the same. Attempt to explain, but we cannot explain in reality what really is the meaning. You find now even laymen all speak of yaqeen and tawakkul, but not understanding head or tail what they are speaking about. Tawakkul, they say it is to conform ilm. And when you say speak of ilm, ilm does not mean textual knowledge. That doesn't mean what's written in the kitab. That's only ilm. But the texts are merely the shadows of ilm. Ilm, Shafi Rahmatullahi, once he complained to his Ustad, Hazrat Waqi Rahmatullahi, about, he says, Suwayah, you see, my poor memory. Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi has a very powerful memory, but for him his memory was poor. So his Ustad, Hazrat Waqi Rahmatullahi, he's giving him nasihat, says, he said, Al Ilm, Nur min Ilah. That Ilm, it is a nur from Allah Ta'ala. It's a nur in the heart of the mu'min, and that nur comes from Allah Ta'ala. Wa nur la la yu'ta li 'asin. And the nur of Allah Ta'ala is not given to a sinner. We all are sinners, but what he means is one who's a habitual sinner. The more you sin, the less there will be of this nur, no matter how naturally brilliant a person may be a genius, may have a powerful memory, may be eloquent in speech, etc., etc. But the ilm, it will remain a closed book for him. He will not understand what is ilm as long as he does not develop taqwa. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri or Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi, he said that for every ayat I used to recite 70 babs or avenues of nur, ilm would open up to me. He said, once I drank water from a soldier. The soldier was in the Prophet's army. He was amongst the Tabi'in, he's being taught, the Tabi'in age. He said, when I drank the water of the soldier from that day, he said, all whatever I used to gain from the Quran Ruhani is closed up. Because that water was, I drank the water, was presented to me from a Zalim, so this is Zulm, personal Zulm. Then the Lord, all those who are attached to the security services of governments, whether it's a Muslim government or whether it's a genuine Islamic government, also they are Zalim generally. So he said, because of the effect of the Zulm, my heart became constricted and closed up the things. So tawakkul, the thing, ilm, it is a nur that comes from Allah Ta'ala. And the more you conform to ilm, to the text of the ilm, the Zahiri Shariat, the more the nur, it opens up. Allah Ta'ala imbues a person with nur and begin to understand now. They say these are issues one has to understand, you cannot rationally explain it. And then from there, and when this nur enters the heart, then yaqeen comes. What's the meaning of yaqeen also? Look, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, what he said, Rabbi, arini kayfa tuhyil mawta. He said, oh my Rabb, show me how you resurrect the dead. How that you make them alive, and how will you resurrect them on the day of Qiyamah? No, Allah Ta'ala had given Ibrahim alayhi salam his title of Khalil, Allah Ta'ala's friend. He was Allah's friend. So Allah Ta'ala said, Awalam tu'min, O Ibrahim, don't you believe and don't you have yaqeen? Allah Ta'ala knows it's Khalil, Allah Ta'ala's close Nabi. At the time when they cast him into the fire, then also Jibril alayhi salam appeared and said, you must make dua. I said, no, why should I make dua? Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. Allah Ta'ala knows my hal, my condition. If Allah Ta'ala wants to save me, He will save me. So he did not even that thing. He said, this is Allah Ta'ala, loves it. Allah Ta'ala asked him, awalam tu'min, what, do you not believe? So he said, bala, walakin yatma'in qalbi. He said, yes, why not Allah? Allah Ta'ala knows, Allah Ta'ala, the conversation must be, Allah Ta'ala when He speaks to His Anbiya, it's like He speaks to bosom friends. On that level, Allah Ta'ala speak with them. Same way Musa alayhi salam, at the time when Allah Ta'ala appointed him the Nabi, and Allah Ta'ala appoints the best of person, best of mankind, He appoints that person to be His Nabi. So when Allah Ta'ala appointed Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Musa is the Nabi, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he refused. He said, Ya Allah, I can't do this, I can't be a Nabi. Why say come here? Because I'm scared. He said, Ya Allah, you're going to send me back their way to Pharaoh them, and they got a crime. I killed one of their men. They're going to kill me, Ya Allah. They're going to kill me. That's one. Another thing, why I don't want to be the Nabi, Ya Allah, is because I am not eloquent in speech. Musa alayhi salam had a stutter in his tongue. He said, and they're not going to understand what I speak. You tell me something, Ya Allah, and then he's speaking like he's speaking to a person. So my close the thing is Kalimullah, Musa alayhi salam, the one who spoke with Allah Ta'ala. He said, I'm the thing like that, if I speak, they're not going to understand what I say. And that thing, they're going to say, I'm just ranting and rambling. So Ya Allah, what I said, he's giving Allah Ta'ala advice. Send to Harun, my brother, he's very eloquent in speech. So Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua and appointed Harun alayhi salam not as the leading Nabi. No, you stay the Nabi, he will be your assistant, he will be your wazir. That thing, and don't worry about that thing, they won't be able to kill you. I'm with you. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi alayhi salam, telling him. And now Allah Ta'ala is speaking with him. Allah Ta'ala appointed a Nabi, then Allah Ta'ala told him, look here, get your asa, put it on your staff on the ground. Put it down, cast it. When he cast it, turned into a huge snake, serpent, a massive serpent, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said, Quran, he turned and he ran. Allah Ta'ala said, Musa, come back, don't fear, just grab that fighter. The python, and it will return to its origin form again. So, despite the fear, who can doubt the yaqeen of a Nabi? Who can doubt the yaqeen of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? So he said, I only want to have more yaqeen, more satisfaction in my heart, that to physically to see with my eyes the thing. Then Allah Ta'ala tell, okay, right, now what you do? Take four, get four different types of birds. Big birds, I think one was a peacock or crow, whatever it was, four birds. Slaughter them and mix them up, make them into mince and mix all into one big pile. But before that, Allah Ta'ala says, you keep them for a while, tame them and call them. Tame them, make them tame. So when you call them, they will immediately answer your call. So that's what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam did. He tamed the birds, and whenever he would call them, they would rush, come forward to him. So then Allah Ta'ala, now you slaughter them, they recognize you and you recognize them. Right? So made mince of them, mix them up, and say on four different hills, put a portion, all them mixed up that thing, and then just call them as you should call them. Every day they run to you. And he did that, and as he called them, those birds, they came, they did not come flying, they came running towards him. Why Allah Ta'ala tell him to train them first, so that there will be no doubt that maybe these are other birds. So they ran towards him as normal, and you could even see in split seconds how the meat and the bone scattered and coming alive and came towards him. So the Nabi had a very, his yaqeen was always of a high state, of the highest state. Musa alayhi salam was the highest state, the yaqeen. But they made this request to Allah Ta'ala for more yaqeen. Or to gain more yaqeen. There was no doubt. I mean, Allah Ta'ala will not appoint anyone to be his Nabi if there is the slightest vestige of doubt in him. So now when this is the state that of the Anbiya, they want, despite them having the best of the ilm, the true ilm, they speak with Allah Ta'ala, and they have full yaqeen, no doubt to them, yet they are asking Allah Ta'ala for yaqeen. Now from that we must understand what is our condition. We have yaqeen, we must be ashamed of speaking of yaqeen and ashamed of speaking of tawakkul. We have, leave alone having any yaqeen and tawakkul, we don't understand the meaning of these terms. And as long as we do not practice on the shariat, properly 100% on the shariat and follow the sunnah, there is no hope of your understanding what these terms are, yaqeen and tawakkul and ikhlas. You will never understand. Our ikhlas is riya. It is show, the thing. And you can test anyone, test yourself also. If somebody just come and insult you, you see then your reaction. Then from that you will understand how deep you are in the rut, in the maya of evil. Someone may just come and insult you, especially in the public, let them insult you, and then you see your own reaction, and then you will understand now, how much yaqeen I have, and how much ilm I have, how much tawakkul I have, where's the one, the awliya, wali, where's the key yaqeen. If he is insulted and humiliated, he sees Allah Ta'ala's reaction. Everything is in Allah's action. In everything that happens, when Musa alayhi salam left with Bani Israel, and they came to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh with his armies behind, so all was on them, they all panicked. Musa alayhi salam did not panic. They all panicked there. And they say, oh Musa, that we have been caught up. So he says, Allah, never. My Rabb is with me. My Rabb is with me. He will show me, say, Deen, he's going to guide me. Then Allah Ta'ala, oh, then strike with your staff the Red Sea, on the sea. And then the sea opened up and went through, and Pharaoh and his arms were drowned. Take a person of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, his caliber, he's the Siddiq, the highest of the awliya. No, there's no wali. They can reach ever the stage of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. His rank was just under Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rank. When they were on the hijrat, when they migrated from Medina, going at least from Makkah to Medina, and when the mushrikeen were pursuing them, then where they took refuge? In Ghar Hira, at least in Thor, they hid there, concealed there, and then the mushrikeen, they were following their footsteps, they came at the mouth of the cave. And as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was overcome with fear, he said, Rasulullah, we have now been overtaken. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Don't worry. Don't worry, don't grieve, Allah Ta'ala is with us. Now I will read the thing, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, a man of the greatest yaqeen, what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but still there, it's natural, fear comes in there, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assured him, now Allah Ta'ala is with us. So when this is the condition of the people whose yaqeen is superb, excellent, the great people of, who in every aspect, they are experts and masters in this field of tasawwuf in yaqeen, and they have gained perfection in all these attributes. Now from that we must now understand our condition. So we must make lot of shukr unto Allah Ta'ala if we are able to perform salat 5 times a day in a proper manner. And if we are able to conduct ourselves in a correct manner with other Muslims. And if we are able to contain our anger when there's an argument. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Laysa surratu innama shadidu may yamliku nafsahu inda ghadab. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a strong person, powerful person is not one who defeats another person in a fight. Physical combat, powerful person is one who defeats his nafs, who gains control of his nafs at the time of anger. Then, so if, as long as we make an effort to follow the zahiri, the outward sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of the thing of the Sharia and the laws of Sharia, then we'll be on safe ground and then we will move towards a slight understanding of the meaning of yaqeen and tawakkul, ikhlas, etc.